counsel and fortitude and piety and knowledge and fear of the Lord. And after that, we'll come down with our crozier and mitre. We're going to impose our hand on your head, just like we read of in the Acts of the Apostles, where St. Peter and St. John confirmed the people of Samaria by the imposition of hands. And we're going to anoint your forehead in the sign of the cross with chrism. The anointing signifies a strengthening of soul. And at that moment, when we anoint your forehead in the sign of the cross with chrism and say the words, I sign you with the sign of the cross and confirm with the chrism of salvation, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, at that moment, an indelible mark is placed on your soul. You are marked as a soldier of Christ. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. You may get not only an increase of sanctifying grace, but a special sacramental grace to know and to do the will of God. What a wonderful thing it is when we think of all the sacraments, especially confirmation, how necessary is the Holy Ghost's help in our life. Not easy always to know what God wants us to do. It's not always easy to do God's will, but the Holy Ghost will help us and strengthen us in our weakness. Now you're going to get a new name too. That's pretty neat. I remember when I got confirmed, I took the name Joseph in honor of Saint Joseph. Well, we have a patron saint confirmation that we can look up to and try to imitate. And what a wonderful thing it is when we think of the lives of the saints. The church holds up the lives of the saints to inspire us. And they are inspirational, I tell you that much. Every day we look at the calendar, we've got different saints. There are some saints that are not on the calendar, but that's one of the reasons why I would like to highly recommend for all of us, those who are being confirmed, all of us, to read the lives of the saints. Amazing. I tell you, I'm doing spiritual reading now. I'm reading The Hero of Molokai. Molokai is an island within the Hawaiian Islands. And there was a priest from Belgium named Father Damien. He was working amongst the Hawaiian people, this before Hawaii became a state, part of the United States. And he was doing all this wonderful work. He built these churches all over with very little money. He built it with his own hands. He traveled great distances. But there was one island that had a special need. Those Hawaiian people who came down with leprosy. Leprosy is a very, no other word to put it, a disgusting disease. Your body begins to rot. First it gets numb, then the flesh dies, not to gross you out, but it gets really, really bad when it starts to fall off. It gets dark, it swells up. And Father Damien went to Molokai because he loved God, and these poor souls were in despair. You want to know how tough it was? Now, when I hear confession, I scream. The people with leprosy, if it affected their throat, they could barely talk. So they had to come real close to his ear. And they would cough up not just phlegm, but also blood. I'm not going to gross you out and stop right there, okay? And it would hit his ear, hit his face. So when he heard confessions, he had a bowl on his lap. And he'd take a washcloth and wipe his face off. Think that was pretty tough? That was very tough. And he acted like, even though these people had a terrible smell, they were decomposing, they were decaying, he loved them. They were souls that he was going to save because Jesus shed his precious blood for them. So when I think of, boy, I've got to drive 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. Nah, nothing compared to what missionaries did not too long ago. And the people they had to deal with, the suffering and the sickness that Father Damien had to deal with. And not only that, but he did never want the people to feel like he was repulsed by them. The people had were very self-conscious. They knew their bad condition. They felt ashamed and embarrassed. And he acted like, no problem, I'm there to help you. Now I want to tell you this, after you get confirmed, we give you a slight slap on the cheek to remind you you should be ready to suffer for your faith. Now I'm talking about Father Damien. He's not only working with lepers, but he came down with leprosy himself. And you want to know, he had another cross too. His superior in the Hawaiian Islands was switched. He had a superior who understood the sacrifices he was making and all the wonderful things he did. The new superior thought, oh, Father Damien's arrogant, he's proud, he wants to get attention for himself, he's a show off. That hurt Father Damien, like, hey, this is nothing to show off about. This is something very hard to overcome. And not only that, but there were Protestants in the Hawaiian Islands who hated the Catholic faith. And so they wanted to make Father Damien look bad. And they spread some very nasty, nasty rumors about him. They were totally false, but they were jealous that this man could give his life for these people. And he had to live with these false accusations. He had to live with his superior thinking that he's proud and arrogant and disobedient and whatever. And you want to know another cross? Father Damien had a very tender conscience. How he longed to go to confession when he was in Belgium, he'd go once a week. There was no priest to come to Molokai. On one occasion, he wrote a letter asking a priest would come on the ship. They drop off supplies on the shore that they go out. He rode out in a boat to make his confession to a priest in the big ship. He rode out in a little rowboat to confess us. And it was a troublesome thing. That was a cross. It was like he's suffering all these things for souls, and he's got to put one cross upon another, upon another, upon it. And that's where God tests us. So when I give you that slight slap on the cheek, it's reminding you we should be ready to suffer for our faith. How do we suffer for our faith? Sometimes we have temptations. We have to fight against those temptations, not fall into sin. Sometimes we have sufferings and crosses. We get sick. We have a little boy in Omaha, he's I think 11 years old. After recess, he told sister, my back hurts, so they called his mom said, oh, you can wait till we pick you up. By morning, he couldn't walk. They took him to the Children's Hospital in Omaha. He was there for about 8 or 9 days. I went and visited this little boy. And I remember when the doctor came in, he said, you gotta tell the doctor something. He said, I've been here a long time, and mom and dad are there too. He says, I know that I don't get along with my brothers and sisters. We fight a lot, we argue a lot, but I sure miss them, and I want to just go home. I don't want to be here anymore, I want to go home. And tears were flowing down his eyes. He says, I want to go home. This little boy has an autoimmune disease, has a cross to carry. And there's a lot of consequences to this cross to carry, but we had our last day of school, and that was the one thing he wanted to do, is he wanted to make it the last day of school to say goodbye to his friends, and say, well, say hello to his friends and say goodbye. And he came in a wheelchair. This little boy, 11 years old, perfect health, and then gets hit with this. We had religious ceremonies yesterday, and one of our sisters, Sister Therese, she's from Arkansas, 3 Sundays ago she called me up and said, I'll get right to the point, Bishop, some really bad news about my father. Now, her father, Gerald Cruchet, he's originally from Louisiana, from Cajun. He was a practicing lawyer, had a good practice, very dedicated, traditional Catholic. Perfect health. He has a brain tumor. And they noticed that he was starting to slip. He was forgetting things. He was saying things that just didn't kind of fit together. Not complete sentences. Went to the doctor. The doctor said, probably have just a couple weeks to live. And your condition would deteriorate very quickly. So I told Sister, I said, Sister, don't worry about school. She was teaching in one of our schools in Colorado. I says, go home, be with your dad. Help him. He's good with God. You see the last rites. Father Gekko brings the Holy Communion. I mean, man, this guy is in perfect health except for this thing in his head. There's nothing you can do about it. These are all stories that remind me how fragile is life. We live in a veil of tears. And the most important thing is that we get to heaven. That's the most important thing. And that we carry our crosses of life. God gives us all different crosses to carry. And we have to do our best to carry those crosses. That's the reason why after confirmation you get that little slap on the cheek. Remind you to be ready to suffer. You know, I would like to just share with you the theme for this week. We have Ascension Thursday coming up. The theme for this week is prayer. Our Lord said to his apostles, ask and you shall receive. Ask any of the Father in my name. Prayer is the great means of salvation. If we want to get to heaven, and I hope we all do, we've got to pray. How often? Every day. And the weaker we are, the more important it is that we pray even more. Because we need strength. We need God's help. We need our Blessed Mother's intercession. So those who are being confirmed today, congratulations. You've become soldiers of Christ. Don't say, okay, it's all over. I got First Communion, confession, I made my confirmation, I'm done. No. Now as a soldier of Christ, you have to be a good example. Keep God's commandments. Receive the sacraments often and fervently. Pray your prayers every day. You're in a spiritual battle for the salvation of your soul. And as St. Paul said, fight the good fight. Keep the faith. Finish the course. Persevere. All the way to the end. You know, we live in some very sinful, difficult times. There's occasions of sin everywhere. Satan has been so successful leading souls away. But God's been good to us. We have the gift of our precious faith. We have the Mass and sacraments. Jesus gave us his own mother, our spiritual mother Mary, to help us in our weakness. So I hope and pray, especially our confirmandi, those of you confirmed, you be good soldiers of Christ and you persevere. And once again, congratulations. This is a very special day for you. We ask everyone in the congregation to pray for you too. And as Jesus exhorted his apostles and exhorted all of us, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.